you had to live in the Middle East, so tomorrow, Anna, you got to go live in the Middle East, where would you live?
Oh, no! That's such an unfair question, because the answer is going to be probably, for Anna Kasparian, the number one obvious choice is Israel. It's just, like, not even close. And then past that, I've heard weird things about women in Egypt. I'm sure if you live, like, at Cairo proper and everything, it's fine. Maybe that's just white women tourists, although Anna's basically white at this point. Turkey, maybe? Turkey is probably okay-ish. Dubai, or I don't know what it's like for a foreigner to live in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, maybe the UAE.
You can pick one city, any city. You can, as far away as, say, Pakistan. You could live in Karachi. You could live in Cairo. You could live in Amman, Jordan. You seem to love Lebanon. I mean, Beirut.
Beirut is a cheating answer, too. I've heard good things about Beirut. Even for, like, tourists to go visit Beirut, I've heard good things. I feel like Beirut's your safe, easy answer there. But, like, if you're talking about living forever, like, Tel Aviv is probably... Good luck. There is a way to thread the needle on that, though. Like, you could say, like, I would prefer to live in Tel Aviv right now because U.S. interests in that region have ensured that every other country is too destabilized and is unable to maintain some economy that would be good for living conditions, and Israel's the only one that enjoys you, like, something like that. Like, you could technically thread the needle on that, but good luck.
You seem to love Lebanon. I mean, Beirut's nice when the bombing's not happening and the assassinations have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could live in Syria. I hear that's wonderful in the summer.
Al-Qaeda terrorists leading Syria.
Or the Houthis, I'm sure, would make room for you.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv or the West Bank, Ramallah. I think it's wonderful for it's in the fall. It gets lovely. Where would you live? What city would you live in? Where do you think you'd be comfortable in that dress?
I'm sure it would not be comfortable in this dress in any of the various Middle Eastern countries that have been destabilized by...
Oh, there! She got it! Okay, she got it, she got it, she got it. Okay, we're threading the needle on it. All right!
You're not really blaming it on Whitey.
Listen.
Are you? You're blaming Islam on Whitey?
I'm not blaming Islam on Whitey.
But what you're saying is still, we destabilized, that's why you can't wear that dress?
Did we not destabilize?
Wait a second.
We were funding terrorist organizations in Syria during the Syrian Civil War, under the Obama administration.
That's why
did that not destabilize?
He should just say, oh, okay, so then in 2010, you would have been okay living in Syria?
Syria?
No, what's destabilized?
Al-Qaeda terrorist.
We're talking about your dress.
It looks good. I know it looks good.
Why you're saying you can't wear that dress in Syria because of Whitey destabilizing?
I didn't say that.
Okay, that's what it's...
You're putting words in my mouth.
Okay, great.
But the United States did destabilize various Middle Eastern countries.
I went to ask about the dress, and you went right to destabilize. So is that why you couldn't wear that dress? Why couldn't you wear that dress?
You want me to talk about jihadism Islam,
why won't you?
Listen...
Why won't you?
I mean, I'm...
Why won't... Why?
I don't believe in jihadism, which is why I'm furious the United States just had a freaking Al-Qaeda terrorist in the White House.
It's not just jihadism that is preventing you from wearing that dress. Are you saying every Muslim is a jihad?
Bill, they are.
Okay, why can't you wear that dress?
Let's focus for a second.
No, you won't answer this question.
Way to go. Jesus. Oh, I remember that. Whew, that was a weird one. How fucked is Syria right now, aside from the shit in the uncontrolled areas? The leaders seem to be seeking westernization to some extent, but I'm not 100% sure how serious it is. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about the new Syria. The biggest concern, in my opinion, that you should have for the Middle East, but nobody can talk about anything because people have yanked the chain on Jews controlling everything and Israel controlling everything for so long. Just everybody's so fucking retarded. Is that, in my opinion, this is very loose opinion, like, Israel probably has more control or influence over the unfolding events in the Middle East now than they probably have in the entire history of that country, because the U.S. has no vision and no leadership. So Israel and Netanyahu can dictate literally everything. So my biggest concern is if you're an Arab or if you're whatever, any other ethnic group, any other religious group, whatever, that you better hope, my feeling would be, you better hope that your interests align with Israel, because all the things that the neo-Nazis said about Israel controlling foreign policy and blah, 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 all the retarded shit they said 25 years ago, it's probably somewhat true now in the Middle East. Now, for how long will that be true? I don't know. Maybe there's other things at play that I'm missing here. But in my opinion, Israel is like, well, this I feel more strong about. Israel is like the only power player and the Middle East. To this day, nobody has convinced me otherwise that Saudi Arabia has a real military. They've got a lot of goodies and stuff, but I haven't seen them do anything ever. The Houthis are, you know, kill people and then go back to their caves and do whatever the fuck in Yemen. Iran has gotten so fucked in so many different ways. Their IRGC and the Quds forces and everything are all fucked, and Assad is gone. I'm still not sure what is even happening in Iraq right now. None of the other Gulf states do anything. Israel is basically, I feel like the whole Middle East is like Israel's backyard right now. I have no clue who could even do anything or would even do anything to anybody. Isn't Turkey a big ass army? Yeah, but Turkey, I think, is more adversarial towards kind of Russia when they can be, and they just like to kill Kurdish people. So as long as you're not a Kurd, I don't think it really matters. Turkey just kind of like shows up. Turkey will show up to third party any fight as long as they're third partying and killing Kurdish people. And then otherwise they dip. They don't give a fuck. I don't think they have any grand design or play on anything else over there. I could be wrong on that, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong about everything. But I'm never wrong. Why do they hate Russia again? I actually don't know. There are some rivalries that exist that I don't understand. I don't know why or where the hatred comes from. I just know Turkey really hates Russia. If there are planes that are flying anywhere near Turkey, their fucking missiles are out. And they're like, I fucking dare you. I dare your jet fucking exhaust even drift into my country's boundaries. I will blow your shit up. Oh, and they do shit about Cyprus, but I don't know anything about Cyprus. Apparently they own half that island or have invaded half that island, and they just kind of sit their shit there. Some guy sent me some big email about Elon Musk, and he was like, I can't believe people get really mad about my racism xenophobia take. They gave me this big email about Elon Musk, and they're like, you say that Elon Musk isn't racist. He's actually xenophobic and all this blah, 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 blah. No. Elon Musk is just racist. Elon Musk is a retard. I do not ascribe any higher ideology to Elon Musk. He has all the political instinct and understanding of Donald Trump. Elon Musk is actually just a fucking midwit retard. I don't know what happened to him or how he got as lucky as he did in his little fucking investment shit, but holy fuck, that guy is fucking retarded.
Patico, vai, vai.
I still think it's funny. One day we'll get back to the books next year, okay? I still don't know anything about Italy in World War II. I don't know what they did. I think at some point they tried to curb falling birth rates and it failed. I don't know what battles they were in. I don't know literally anything about them. They went to Africa and lost. I don't even know to who. Like when you talk about World War II, it's like Germany, Japan, and then the U.S., Britain, Russia. And it's like, Italy is, who knows? Who fucking knows? Oh, another Hassan slot piece. Hassan is just one slot piece away. His PR firm is one slot piece away from finally getting him an audience again. He's so close. Press. God, he's so cringe. In May, Piker was detained for 2 hours by U.S. border agents on his return from France. They questioned him about his views on Trump and Gaza before letting him go. Oh my God. These levels of enmity help explain the Free Kaya incident in Dublin. It started with a Twitch stream Piker did in October, during which his dog, Kaya, who is often seen sleeping in the background, suddenly yelped just as Piker was doing something with his hand off camera. Conspiracy theorists swiftly concluded that Piker was activating a shock collar on the dog and that he was therefore a cruel and terrible human being. In reality, Piker explained, Kaya had clipped her foot on something while he happened to be reaching for a can of Zin nicotine pouches. He even held up the dog collar for inspection on camera. This didn't stop with this. I like how he makes it sound like this all happened like right in the same stream and everything else. This is just like a lie. What a shameless article. My God. Okay. At 7 hours and 9 minutes, talking point used, shameless. Hassan steals your talking points.
And many people don't feel the need to actually, you know, move into the other side. But when they do, they realize it's all fucking lies. And then they become fans.
Oh, wait, what?
Streaming. Stream. That's all it will take. Because it's all... The antidote to all the shit is just like getting. For the record, all is not lost. Because as I've said before, the antidote to all this shit is just like getting someone to tune into one video, one podcast, or one stream. That's all it will take. Because it's all of these lies are held together by making sure no one actually encounters me without some sort of negative framing.
What?
And because there's a lot of content out there that will, you know, give you a steady flow of fuck us on information, many people don't feel the need to actually, you know, move into the other side. But when they do, they realize it's all fucking lies. And then they become fans.
I don't understand this. He cannot be watching my streams. There is no shot. He does not have the time to watch my shit. He streams like 8 hours a day. doesn't he? There's no way like his fans are watching my stream and giving him my talking points. 30 day, wait, okay. Oh no, wait, he was out of town. 7 hours a day?
All they do is fantasize about being raped and being beaten up. That's what they want.
With called a misogynist. I mean, he openly admitted to fucking...
Okay. So what we're really here for?
Not banned, but like they ended the broadcast. But I don't know why. Oh, it was because I was showing Twitch chat. That's why. Your videos on BBD always censor the chat on screen. Oh, it's like YouTube, but more aggressive. It's not even a ban. It's just that they turned it off. But yeah, I think it was because I had my chat on my screen, like right here. This. Brother, nice. You did not just seriously remove chatters from the screen for BBD. Just say you hate us. Brother, I'm still watching. It's just not on screen. You cannot dual stream. No, you can dual stream. It's just like you can't show chat from, like when you're dual casting, even on like YouTube and Twitch and stuff. I think like every platform on live streaming has like restrictions on showing chat from a different platform. Even when you put up YouTube videos, for example, in the first like 10, the first like 5 minutes, that will everyone will censor the YouTube by the way, not having the chat on the right side of the screen has given me so much freedom to just move around. Wee woo. BDBD stream is down again. Huh. I wonder why. Let's see. Maybe it's politics. And if that's the case, then we just don't stream. It could be because I'm showing like Twitter and stuff. And if that's the case, then we just won't. If they have issues with like showing
we just won't what? Stream or won't show Twitter? How much of your stream are you gonna fucking censor? What the fuck?
You know, other like foreign websites and stuff like that, like specifically Twitter, then you know, GG's, then I can't. Oh, showing. Why are you capitulating to government censorship? Capitulating to government censorship? It's a fucking social media platform.
Yeah, one of the most like what? Why would you say that? I think that is the peak. That might be the dumbest comment I've ever heard in my entire life from him. I think prior to this, it was the what is the Western Wall? And then prior to that, it was the I bought a computer for my editor so he has the means of his own production. I think this is the top. That might be the top dumbest comment I've ever heard in my entire life.
And it's not a capitulation. Like, what do you mean? You know, every social media platform has rules. Some of them are dumb. Some of them I don't personally agree with. You know, you're on Twitch, right? Right now, a platform that basically censored the term Zionist. Behest of the ADL. What should I do? Brute force it? What should I do? You just make do and you fucking play ball. But yeah, we won't be. Why aren't you brute forcing your way through the platform, PS? Why are you always allowing yourself to get banned? It's not even a ban. I think they just like the admin will, the admin takes the stream off. It is what it is. All right, we'll stop that destination. Hopefully it won't brick the stream at all, but boom.
Holy shit.
Okay. It's just us now.
Please, China, take him. Please get him the fuck out of our country. Please move, leave. He'll never do it. He loves all the money and shit he has here. Speaking for Maduro? Venezuela.
There's no about Peace Prize winner is crazy, but Maduro's still bad, right? He's a corrupt dictator that is repressed.
Nobody likes Maduro in Venezuela. You should not ever be simping to Maduro. He is a fucking loser, subhuman piece of shit. No, simping for Maduro is like one of the lowest of lows you can do. Do not simp for Maduro.
There's a lot of civil dissent with his leadership. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay.
You shouldn't support Trump on his crazy weirdo fucking shit. But like, nobody in Venezuela, like if Trump ends up regime changing fucking Maduro, they would be like, bro, I don't care if it's Cold War America, bring him back, because this motherfucker has got to go. This guy is an actual literal authoritarian dictator duder that is not a good guy. He is not good. Rigs his elections, imprisons political opponents, like not a good dude.
What's worse, dude? What's worse, Maduro remaining in power or American bombs falling on Caracas? Or even if it's like literally not American bombs falling on Caracas, but like they somehow get to him, they unseat him, and they put this fucking psycho.
I think at this point, I think most Venezuelans, I would probably be okay with that. He's not a good dude. Do you think Trump should do regime change in Venezuela? No, Trump is fucking retarded. I think Trump is an idiot. I'm just saying that if it happens, most Venezuelans are going to lose any fucking sleep over it. They're like, fuck it, bring in the U.S. puppet, because fuck this guy.
This American stooge. And then you'll actually see the real fucking suppression, okay?
The real suppression? Like, it's not happening right... Oh, because he doesn't think anything's up. Because they're an enemy of the U.S., so they're actually really cool and chill.
Then you'll see the actual suppression. Because, obviously, regardless of Maduro's popularity waning over the course of the past decade or so... And
waning.
Partially because of the sanctions.
Because of the sanctions, partially because of the decreasing cost of gas or oil.
Because of mismanagement of the economy, all this stuff.
Oh, okay. Never okay. His fault.
There will be a lot of fucking discontent in the Venezuelan population against the new leadership and American intervention. How do you think that discontent will be suppressed? Waning popularity, one-fourth of the country left, bro. Yes, it's virtually impossible to explain to someone.
Like 5 to 10 million people have literally fled Venezuela. And I'm pretty sure he's killed or imprisoned like tens of thousands of like political opponents and shit. Like he's not a good dude. He's not good. Not a good guy.
What it looks like when your economy is being directly, directly attacked.
Attacked by the United States.
It's such a fucking dumb point of view to advance. It's like, this is... unironically,
U.S. State Department
no
propaganda.
Different than the same argument right now, which is, well, if Maduro cares about the safety of Venezuelans, then he should just like step aside, right? He should just go escape, and Machado should be the leader of Venezuela, the rightful leader of Venezuela. Why? Because the alternative is we'll fucking kill you. That's not a negotiation at all. Do you think having her there may at least improve the economy? I don't know. Did Pinochet improve the Chilean economy? The fuck? What are we doing? These interventions have already happened. Okay? It's not like this is a new and unique thing. It blows my mind because it's not that complicated of a story here.
Is Hassan actually defending Maduro? He defends fucking Stalin, bro. Of course he is. Oh, cringe.
Hello.
Who are you? Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, bro. What's up? I see you're talking about Venezuela. How much do you know about the situation there? Are you, like, well-informed, or...?
No, not that well-informed. I just know Maduro's a bad dude.
Yeah, Maduro's probably a real piece of shit. Well, not probably, he is. Obviously, Hassan's being fucking retarded defending him, doing a stupid America bad shit. But there is, like, a... What are your thoughts? Do you think that they should Trump should do regime change or not? What are you thinking?
I don't think Trump should do regime change, but I'm pretty sure if he did, I think most Venezuelans would be fine with it. The problem always with Trump is that Trump has no vision for anything. There is a chance that he could put in somebody worse. I don't know if that would happen. Who was what was the name of the one woman or whatever? Is he okay with her? Didn't she like try to simp to him and like, oh, like here, have my Nobel Peace Prize and yeah, you know.
I don't know. I haven't looked into her too much. I did most of my shit on Maduro because I wrote a couple articles on Venezuela. So I'm not too sure about her like opinions on any of this. As far as I know, she was just simping for Trump, probably to just gain favor with him since she's likely going to be opposition leader.
Yeah, wait, I'm sorry. When I say simping for Trump, hold on, because my audience is retarded. I mean, she's trying to win favor with the U.S. president because she wants... I think that she was the... is it Machado? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Like, she was supposed to be the winner of the last election, but Maduro obviously will never see power to anybody. Yeah. And she has come back now. I believe she's in the country, which is pretty brave, trying to, like, start protests and stuff to... ideally be seated as the president or something, or
yeah, I think she's gonna remember. I think I was talking with my dad about this and he was criticizing her because she was gonna leave the country to go get some award or something, I think probably for the Nobel Peace Prize, and you know, he's scared that Maduro's probably not gonna let her back in.
Okay.
But yeah, she's just trying to curry favor right now because she doesn't really have any power in Venezuela.
Sure.
The issue that I have with regime change, I don't oppose Maduro being taken out. Obviously, Maduro's a horrible person. The big problem is like setting up the infrastructure for the next one. It's kind of like in Mexico where the government is just so corrupt that other governments can come in and just abuse that structure, or the cartels can come in and abuse that structure. Likely the exact same thing would happen in Venezuela, as far as I can tell. It seems like if all Trump does is just kill Maduro or oust him from power, then just install whoever he wants, there's nothing stopping these people from just abusing the corruption channels already put in place. There could be like retribution killings and stuff. Well, not killings, but maybe arrests and stuff like that. It'd be really bad. You have to set up the government for an actual constitution, like actual democracy, which Trump is 100% not interested in.
True.
Like, if you told that guy, like, what if you want to, instead of killing Maduro, what if you just use the leverages from the airstrikes to force opposition seats on the Supreme Court or guarantee representation in Congress? He's just gonna snore, go boring. Like, I want to just kill him.
Yeah, no, he has. Yeah, I don't disagree. This is why. The Trump is obviously not. If you want to talk about regime change, whatever your thoughts are on it, like Trump has no Trump just is an idiot. It sounds boring to say this, but he's just too stupid to like manage any of this stuff. He doesn't have the mind for politics. Definitely doesn't have the mind for international politics for another country. Yeah. I still think that like one of the most horrendous things, and most people didn't even notice or care, was when like Trump doesn't know what liberalism is. He thinks that like it means Democrats. That's his only understanding of the term. When he was giving a speech at the UN or something. Hold on, Buck. He was giving a speech at some international thing. And he was speaking about Western liberalism, or somebody asked him about Western-style liberalism. And he was complaining about California, because he thought that they meant West Coast liberalism.
I think I vaguely remember that, but no, I don't recall the exact context. But yeah, he's fucking retarded. Like, we've been done this. I just don't understand why he's targeting Venezuela specifically. I don't see why Maduro is, like, so much worse than any other dictator that he sends for constantly has some sort of problem, really. Like, why doesn't Maduro offer him Venezuela coin or whatever and just like, get rid of
him? Yeah, I have no idea where that comes from. Maybe he said something mean to him, or...
I don't think so. As far as I know, Maduro is not being antagonistic towards the United States. He wants Trump to back off. Like, he's basically... Like, he's begging for Trump to lose interest. I think he already capitulated on some small thing that he would, like, allow some random shit. I don't even remember. Yeah, all he wants is just get rid of the heat, basically, so he can go back to being a dictator like all these other dictators do.
Trump or Maduro?
Maduro.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
The thought process behind the targeting of Maduro, yeah, I don't understand it. Outside of, like, maybe because they're Venezuelans, they're kind of like Mexicans and brown people. I don't fucking know. I have no idea. But yeah, it's pretty bad. And yeah, Hassan advocating for basically Maduro staying in power, obviously stupid, but as far as I know, we would likely need U.S. boots on the ground, or we would have to train opposition to fight for us if Trump is actually going to do regime change, which with the oil tanker seizure, I don't know if that's just another, like, let me just see how far I can push the line, or if he's actually going to start doing something about Maduro. But I don't think any country ever has ever fought, like, any dictatorship through airstrikes alone. As far as I remember, I mean, I could be wrong. There could be a country. But 90% of them, or 99% of them, require boots on the ground.
Yeah, I agree.
So what? Yeah, but Venezuelans don't want boots on the ground. There was like a recent, the article that I wrote recently was on the response that Venezuelans had to like all the escalations or whatever, specifically to the boat strikes. And yeah, they don't give a fuck. They just don't care because they see it as like more potentially ousting Maduro. But and like who knows what the plan is? I'm not sure. All they want is for that guy to get out of there. I'm just not sure. Yeah, I'm just not sure what the plan is.
Yeah. True. Yep. Okay.
True. It'd be like that. All right. Talk to you later. Peace out.
Be careful. Fuck. Here, a guy moving here. Fuck.